Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We'll start with Rob. Rob, okay. do you want to start with him?
Can I just go first, if you don't mind? Just
if you want to.
Mine's brief.
Others.
How do you feel? How do you feel about that?
I think it's rude.
I don't think I've talked enough.
It's goddamn rude. The most recent time I flew, which was a year and a half ago, I printed a boarding pass.
That was a
pass.
Medevac.
I know, Oscar. And I wasn't actually in the plane. I was in a stretcher thing outside. It was more of a copter.
I'm about to talk to her. And these people have already started to annoy me because it's just like, there's such a level of giddiness.
Yeah.
And we are, hello. And I'm opening my mouth to say something to Carla and I hear this. I have to push the microphone away because this is the volume level that I was. It's like, okay. So, hey, Carla, when we get to...
There she is!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I go away for like 4 days and I just totally don't have my S together.
Our dear leader is back.
Yes.
I welcome. Great to be back. It's good to be back. We had a wonderful trip for Carla's birthday.
Excellent.
I look forward to telling you all about it.
Are your wires okay? You were doing some sort of yoga thing before the show started.
Well, I've got my new monitor thing.
Yeah, so, but I mean, are they
look
okay?
Look at that. Now, there's a comb over right there.
No, that's not a comb over at all.
Yeah, that's a comb over.
It's a gentleman's haircut.
No, that's a comb over.
They're fine.
Anyhow, I'm
your wires are
fine.
It'll
be buzzed it'll be buzzed before Christmas.
Now, what happened to the guy that said you went to a barber who knows her stuff and she told you what to do and you like it?
It's gone.
Oh, the magic is gone?
I don't think it has anything to do with barbers. I think it has to do with me.
No, I think your hair looks as good now as it's looked since I've known you.
It's really good to be back.
I disagree.
I've known him longer.
We've got a lot to cover on today's show, the Queen's send-off.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we've got, you guys probably covered it a little bit. I don't even know the time because I was traveling all day yesterday. What was the timeline, East Coast time, for Her Majesty's send-off?
The funeral was in Morning Drive.
First, today is September.
I need you a little louder to me, Rob, if possible.
Of course.
Thank you very much.
Today is September 20th. It's a Tuesday.
Yes.
So you know where you are.
Yesterday was September 19th, the day of the funeral.
Yes. So if you wanted to wake up and watch this live, it's a 4 a.m. start.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was morning. It was early. Yeah, like 9 a.m. when they start. So 9, yeah, I get it. Okay, so I watched good chunks of it. I'd love to discuss that, even though you guys already probably have covered
a
lot of it.
A surface level.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it just, it's interesting. And but let me dive in first with my queen's birthday weekend.
Mm. Ah, birthday queen.
Is it your princess? She's Michael. Much younger.
She's McQueen.
Okay.
Steve McQueen?
She's always McQueen. Yeah, she's McQueen. She's McQueen. That's what she is.
She's not like the queen on the Dragon Show.
She's no.
Oh, no, she's much younger.
Yes.
Well, the queen on the Dragon Show
is the young girl.
Yeah, she will be the queen. I misspoke.
Yeah. Now you're a little loud. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
I apologize.
We'll get it exactly right.
There we go. Probably should have done that, but I was too busy screwing up.
The worst episode of the Dragon Show this week.
Don't say that because I haven't watched it yet.
You know what?
Really...
Don't even.
Well, I got a new one. We'll talk about TV later. But I need to dive right into this because I will give you, as far as the Bahamas are concerned, the good, the bad, and the loud. And I might as well start with the good. The good is that we went to a place that you've seen on TV. I don't mind giving it a promo and warning everyone, that's the bad, that it's even with a pre-designed trip that was scheduled 2 years ago that we had planned for, it was still more expensive than it needed to be. It's a very
costly.
Be warned that when you go to this, even this is a good place. This is a top tier place to visit, but I was unprepared for the price point because they track along with our inflation, and they're way more expensive than we are. To start with, the best way I can probably describe it is my conversation with the cab driver taking us to the airport yesterday, where he said the price of gas for them, he pays $8 a gallon in gas.
Wow.
And he's a taxi driver.
Well, he's
and he said it's killing.
It's more expensive.
It's more expensive, but I mean, that's, you know, I'm just telling you the realities
but
it's $6
it's
very,
in LA.
It's very expensive.
The one thing I need to know, though, Mike, does the old saying, does it stand true? Is it better in the Bahamas?
Where we went, of all the hotels in every city, in every place I've been, and I've been on the planet a while, truly the friendliest people, employees. I'm going to assume that it's training because I have been all over the place where you've just got, you can't get it like that unless it's part of the
culture.
Deal.
Yeah.
It's part that, well, it's I think it's the work culture, unless I missed out on something, because there were places outside of the hotel based on, but see, I can't even count that because you're going through TSA and stuff. I just have to say where we stayed consistently, just delightful. And because it has been so long, when I've traveled or when I've gone out or when anybody with customer service on the phone or anywhere you go, because it has been so long since I've ever experienced this level of pleasantness with people who were working there, I've never had it better. I would love to say that, that it's something that they've done. I don't care. All I can tell you is it was noticeably pleasant every single time we dealt with people there. And there were a lot of interactions because there are a lot of different places that you go. Big place, water parks, pools, restaurants, front desk, people working on this, people working on that. And it was just a fantastic experience. And it's not always like that, even when you go to a really nice place anywhere, in my opinion.
I loved it. It's the people. Almost a decade ago, not a decade, 8 years ago, went with the founder of Mangrates at that time.
To the Bahamas?
To the Bahamas. And the people in Long Island, to be specific, that most people, off the beaten trail. And the people were just so giving and sweet.
It was great. And to go on a vacation and be treated like that is just, you don't know how much you appreciate it until you deal with it.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to say that to, I'd love to give the whole Bahamas credit.
Right, let's give them a shout out.
I'll give them a shout out. And I'll also give the place Bahamar, I'll give them a shout out, because if you've got, the problem is I probably won't be going back because it's just, it's a special experience.
They also have the Red Roof Inn down there if you want to return.
It just was so much fun. So that was the good. The bad was ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Like us, insanely priced for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I was going to say, did they upcharge you? They sort of chip away as you go?
I think it's the resort figure. It's all resorts that do that. But you know what? It was my wife's birthday.
Yeah, this place.
Why not?
Birthday.
Man.
But
this is where you take. Mike, let me tell you.
Yes.
Carla first, a very lucky woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you wined and dined me, you could do all kinds of things if you took me somewhere, a place like this. I've never seen a place like this.
Spectacular.
My God.
Yeah. It was the best.
I'm attracted to you right now.
It was the best.
This is the way
Thank you.
Roll.
Appreciate it.
It's a long
But you know it's not the
your
way
I roll.
Your
hair's never looked better.
Thank you very much.
See, it's a far cry. And now just one water park and he's all over
Plan
you.
Plan your
it
day.
It was.
Plan my life.
And of course, unfortunately, Jesus I did not Christ. Enjoy the joys of the water park because the right next to the 48 inches to hop on this thing was the very clear instructions.
Yeah.
If you have back problems, please do not go on.
So that's bad.
I begged off of that, but I did go on the lazy river. So
that's good. Did they have the sign that I used to hate at King's Dominion, which is guests of larger carriage may not be comfortable on this ride?
I don't think so. Oh, I didn't get to that.
So no one was stuck in the tube.
Fortunately, apply to me It wouldn't apply to me. I'm not. Not tube stick fat anymore.
Tube stick fat.
Fortunately,
I can see you go. You know, you get from the launch. The guy says, "Ready, go!" You shunk.
Yep. It's like in the middle of the slide, it's a slightly tighter. You have to make yourself smaller to get through.
Meanwhile, the guys say, why is the tube filling up with water?
The man's drowning himself.
If you're talking about the one place probably not as joyous, because it's amusement park syndrome.
Yes, of course.
The people working at the park. That's amusement park.
And they got to save lives.
That's the amusement park. Yeah. Even when you rotate people in the different stations, they're lifeguards and they're sitting there all day.
But
it's boring.
Bet Michael loved it. I bet Michael loved the water park.
He had a great time. He had a great time at the little kids' activity thing, too. He touched stingrays. Ooh. He got to watch the feeding of the nurse
that's
sharks.
The best.
It was, we hung out at the beach one morning and he found an empty Hennessy bottle. Right off the beach, clean as whistle. And I said, that's Hennessy. And I said, take that away. He said, what do you want me to do? I said, take it out of the water so nobody steps on it, breaks the bottle and gets it in their foot.
Then did you explain that our people have been here before?
Yes.
You know,
it was not an old bottle either.
Oh, no note in it?
No.
Hennessy and Hypnotic? That's an Incredible Hulk. Did you tell him that?
No, I didn't know that. I had no idea.
I know that Humpty Hump will drink up all the Hennessy you have on your shelf. Mm. Yes.
Humpty.
So let me introduce myself.
Wee.
But
in order to get to a nice place, it is necessary to travel by air. Even though the flight is remarkably brief. From Fort Lauderdale,
just
33 minutes.
Brief.
From Fort Lauderdale to Nassau, 33 minutes in the air.
Oh, my
Doesn't
God.
Doesn't change the fact that you have to go to the airport. And you know me.
Customs.
And Carla knows me that I'm just not a real big fan of people.
You're a prickly dude.
Especially people in packs.
Yes.
If you want to get me in a hateful way, all you have to do is just show me a group of 12 people, six couples traveling together that are all excited. Yeah, younger than me, mm-hmm. thinner than me.
Already drinking before they get
entitled.
On the plane.
Yes.
And I don't want to work backwards because I'm going to ruin the story. By the way, there was that factor in the Bahamas too.
Really?
Late night. Well, there was one hotel next to ours that I think was a more she place or a youthful place.
Okay.
And I really wanted to walk through, but Carla wouldn't let me.
What is it like? Divided by palm trees?
Yeah, and they had like the thump DJ music. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I was like, but there were some beautiful, beautiful people walking around this facility. And the Bahamian
atmosphere girls.
Women are beautiful. And I went on and on about that for
more
so long.
More so than the DC area?
Carla finally told me to shut up.
Oh,
so,
yeah, you're like,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Carla.
But back to Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
International Airport.
Is it an international airport?
Yes.
It's an international airport. Wow, good for them. That's very good.
It's big, you big rube. Anyway, so it's, so we get there and we go through all the security. It was trouble free. It was not that big a problem. And the only thing I would tell you is, yeah, I go to the painstaking task of printing out boarding passes,
mm-hmm.
and at the end of the day, you still have to go to a kiosk and get your bag tag for your luggage
right.
and bring it up and check in your luggage. And so that exercise is like if you're going to a and the kiosks tell you that you can print your bag tag and your boarding pass. So
right.
what I'm saying is the point of me printing my boarding pass was an unnecessary step because it really didn't save me any time or hassle at the airport.
Yeah, but the,
I don't know if
the
that helps anybody, but
you,
that's the way
they
it
like
is.
To give you things to do to keep busy.
No, they
well,
don't.
It was
confusing.
A pain in the ass.
Like, do I use this or do I use that?
Right.
I've traveled 5 times, most of the time for work, and at every point I think I'm prepared and I'm somehow hacking the system.
Yeah,
like,
you're
I just
not.
Go straight, and they're like, no, you have to go do this now.
Yeah, they do. They always add something you have to do.
But the most recent time I flew, which was a year and a half ago, I printed a boarding pass.
That was a medevac.
I know, Oscar.
That was a private plane donated by a listener.
That was. And I wasn't actually in the plane. I was in a stretcher thing outside. It was more of a copter, really.
They had to pick you up in chains.
Yes, I was. But I wasn't.
Come in here.
I wasn't stuck in a river. It was from the roof of Podville.
Right, we can't talk now, but say hi to everybody.
Hey, buddy. Okay. Welcome home.
You have a good time in the Bahamas?
Yes.
Okay, everything all right?
Bye.
Mike, love you.
Okay.
Take care.
So the last time I did print a boarding pass and I was able to scan it, and but I still did have to check a bag.
Yeah.
So you were able to even scan your boarding pass?
Well, no. I mean, it's the process is we checked one bag. We packed all our S in one bag.
Mostly medicines?
And, yes. Drugs and
ointments,
makeup.
Ointments
salves, and makeup.
Various
tinctures.
Various tinctures. Suppositories, everything needed to make a happy, healthy trip.
Yeah.
So we get through that, but it was easy peasy and no problem at all. We get to the very insanely on Friday crowded airport in Fort Lauderdale, and just lucky enough to scope out not three but two chairs. Michael, sit on my lap. We're going to be right here. Sit on mommy's lap. And my wife likes to beat feet as soon as she likes to do her little thing. And I sit there with him and experience what is the people.
Right.
Now, two things happened in this airport. I have difficulty because I've had headphones for years and years and years. So I don't pick up unless something's really, really clear. And I also don't do well in a real droning environment.
Sure.
That's issue number one. Issue number two, they're the 20-something people that were going on their trip on our flight.
Mm-hmm.
And the first indoctrination to these people would have been the woman who is the celebrity she most resembles. I'm going to say it's a combination. She was not big. But she was a combination of, that woman that was in Bridesmaids, the blonde woman, the blonde
Kristen
woman who's got the body language in Bridesmaids.
Is
you know
it
the
Jennifer
one that's
Coolidge?
Like I think it might be Jennifer Coolidge.
She's also done. She was in White Lotus, and she's done a lot of stuff. She was Stifler's mom.
No, Jennifer Coolidge is. That's a different. We're talking.
Okay.
She's not the white lady. She's the super blonde woman, and she's the one that's got the real bad attitude about husbands and stuff like this. And she, it's a combination of that woman. If you know who I'm talking about,
Kristen Wiig.
And no, it's not Kristen Wiig. Kristen Wiig was the star of Bridesmaids.
Okay.
This woman was one of the blonde, foul-mouthed housewives that were that befriended
Rose Byrne Helen, and she doesn't have blonde hair. She has brunette hair, and she's up.
No.
And she's basically trying to steal the friend.
All right, hold on.
Is it Jill Clayburg?
No, it's not. Stop it.
Wendy McClendon.
Hold on, I'm gonna
not Ellie
it.
Kemper. Oh, it could be Wendy McClendon Covey. Yeah.
Hold on.
She's also
hold
in the Goldbergs, and she was in Reno 911.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo.
She's great.
Yeah,
very, very funny.
I think you got it.
Wendy McClendon.
She is so funny in the
very
Goldberg as
well,
as the mother in the Goldbergs.
Oh yeah.
Hold on.
Very funny.
All right, hold on.
A little overbearing.
Wendy McClendon Covey.
Yes.
That's what she said.
Oscar beat me
and
to it.
And she's a combination of her and Bette Midler.
Great.
All right. And I am alerted. First of all, they're all over there, and they're going, and I'm not seething yet, but I'm beginning to. And then I was trying
you would have
have
been seething if you had had any bad experience leading up to that.
Right.
But the fact is you had a longer fuse because everything had gone so well so far.
And I'm looking forward to a little break.
Also,
and it's going to be fun.
You're 62 now, if I'm not mistaken.
63.
Mm. You are more self-aware now than you were a decade ago.
I am.
So you
I
don't
am.
Want to
medication
ruin your son's time or your wife's
no.
time.
Right.
But I would like to have a conversation with my wife, even in a crowded airport when it's necessary to discuss certain things. And I remember this is how it went down. It's exactly how it went down. I'm aware of these people when Carla goes on a little walkie walk.
Yeah.
And I'm aware, and they're annoying. And because
does it bother
so
you that she
giddy.
Leaves you there by the airport by yourself with
yes.
your son? Okay,
yes.
I thought it might.
It's her thing.
Yeah.
She does. There are a few of those. But anyway, I won't get into all of them because I'm not here to talk about her.
Right.
All right.
I understand.
I thought we were celebrating her.
We celebrated her. I gave her just a choice
4 days
weekend and a fabulous dinner.
That's enough.
On Saturday night, the night of her birthday, with my son in a kids program. It was great. Getting back to the original. So I'm about to talk to her, and these people have already started to annoy me because it's just like there's such a level of giddiness.
Yeah.
And we are, hello. And I'm opening my mouth to say something to Carla, and I hear this. I have to push the microphone away because this is the volume level that I was. It's like, okay. So, hey, Carla, when we get to... There she is! Screaming.
Yes.
Screaming at the top of her lungs. And I'm just looking at her like, someone just make her, hit her with lightning right now. Hit her with lightning. And that, look, you might say, Mike, you always have these little annoyances.
Yes.
That was combined with what I perceived to be, and I believe it is true, the loudest airport experience that I've ever had in my life, where you had, it seemed like 70 flights within 10 square feet of each other.
All crunched.
And everybody on the PA and everybody giddy and talking. And you'd say, oh, you're a curmudgeon.
No, he's right.
No.
You're right.
I have brought with me, because in the middle of it was so bad. And it was the very beginning of our holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
And it was so, but it was so bad. I didn't do anything else for the show on the trip. But at the very, very beginning, sitting in that airport, I said, you know what? It's going to be the same old Mike bitching about people. And I had a fantastic time. I don't have a lot of bitching to do. I really don't. But this moment, at the very beginning, I said, well, it's not all going to be bad. And if it was, you'd hear about it.
Right.
I don't like to talk about how good things are unless it's other people that deserve credit, which I just gave.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Don't need to do that anymore. I paid for it. Anyway, so getting back to the noise. I recorded the airport experience.
You're like a reporter.
Because you are listening for...
This is like a reporter. Deep throat.
Yeah, exactly.
You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter. I recorded two segments. They're about 60 seconds each.
Okay.
And I did one and then I did two.
Yes.
Of what it was like. Sitting in my chair. This is from my chair across from the people. You might hear a little of them, a little of the laughing, but they'd calm down at that point. I don't know. Maybe they were, you know, eating a bagel or something.
Yeah.
But I'll give you, this is the first time I decided to record how easy it is to hear what's going on in, I don't know what terminal it was. Sorry about that.
That's
but
right.
We'll just call it the Fort Lauderdale Airport. Cue the music. Did she call our flight? Is that our...
This is also amplified.
Can you hear that?
You have DJ ears and DJ hearing. So all of this background noise, because you have abused your ears for so long, makes it almost impossible to decipher what the F is going on.
It's all... turned into a gravy. Is what
I don't think I'm alone. I don't think I'm alone
that
when
I'm
trying
airport.
To decipher whether my flight is going to board yet.
These are the facts.
Yeah.
That it doesn't matter if it's 6 a.m. or 7 p.m., D.C., Boston, Charleston, whatever it is, there's a double the amount of travelers, and there is probably half the amount of employees at the airport, including TSA, manage and wrangle for the airlines and TSA. So you're at a larger party with less adults.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And they were all from New York. Mm. They really were.
All right. So we're getting closer. And I want to know when we're going to board. And right. I actually brought out the phone again because I was trying to hear whether they were calling my flight again. All right. That us? Is that internet?
Who are they paging? Who are they paging? Carla, that lady over there is talking, so a lot of people can't hear anything.
Listen to the din. Listen to the din. What is...
It is truly drowned out. It's truly drowned out the PA system. The PA system is being drowned out by the din.
Yeah, and the PA system, to be honest with you, was...
Well, yeah. But it would have been adequate if everyone had just shut up for a second and listened to what they were saying.
On the other end, in the beautiful Bahamas...
Yes.
I said this to my wife yesterday. It was like, if you are traveling on flight, it was a lady. If you are traveling on flight 137 to Newark Airport, please remember that. And I'm like, would that every announcer ever that was dealing with the public was this woman.
Right.
It was phenomenal. It was, first of all, there's better enunciation than we have in the United States. You know, where it's just like, us let it go down the street. This is just like, well, I'll never forget. You know what? It was an airline that was a Caribbean airline. Yes. And this is years ago. Not the one I'm currently married to. Where the lady came out, the flight attendant said, would you like a Bloody Mary to start your holiday? And I'm like, oh, my God. It just gives me goosebumps. It really does. I just love that part of the world.
There's an aspect of, I know the Bahamas is... Like, just like Cancun, for example, is kind of like you're in the States, but you're in a different country, right?
Yeah.
Right.
There's a level of comfort at an airport in Fort Lauderdale because you're in the States.
Right.
That you're like, this will all work out. When you're in a different country and you're in the airport, like, even though you know you're in a good part of like the country and you're an international airport, you have to pay attention because you know you might miss something. It might be different.
Well, pay attention in Fort Lauderdale if you're going through that airport.
You could also, there's a level of you that hates happiness.
Hi. Is this my flight?
Like, you hate people that get excited for things.
Let's get back to... Wendy McClendon Covey.
Okay, of course, yes.
So, flash forward to we arrive.
Okay.
This is a big place we're going to. So, there are a lot of people on our flight that are going to this joint.
What plane? What size plane were you flying? What hardware were they flying?
We were playing... It was a 1940...
No.
Beechcraft. No, it was
I've seen it. It's the one with the wicker seats.
It was an Airbus A320.
Okay.
Piloted by a guy with gray hair. That's all I need. I like the gray hair because they know what they're doing.
You want Sully.
Yeah. I want Sully. We got Sully. We got Sully and beautiful flight. Fast. Mm. He got in there. The flight on the way back, another gray hair. Looked like my buddy Colonel Colburn.
Okay.
At the controls of the flight, another great flight. And the one back was... dodging the boomers down here. So the thunderstorms they have. And, you know, we have a tropical system that's, you know, out there in the Atlantic. And I think that stirs things up. So that was great. We get to the hotel and I check in. And as I'm walking away, I see that lady, because I hear her first. I hear Wendy going, and it's nonstop.
My God.
It's nonstop.
Lucky.
It's going the whole way. And it's fine. It's, you know, I'm there. I'm walking away. I'm not going to be near her. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I'm off. We're off. The next time I saw that lady was Saturday night. Carl and I had dropped the kid off. We were doing our favorite activity, you know, the jingle jangle, watching penny slot machines go. And I'm sitting there and I hear da, 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 and I said, sounds like her. She is flying through the center of the casino with like this pink frilly cover up that she had
on.
Of
course.
It was like streaming in the background and she's talking. But by the way, her bald husband, who is with her the whole time, he is sullen. He doesn't say anything. He's the only guy in this group.
He's defeated.
He doesn't say a word. And you see him trailing him back. She's talking to her, one of her friends, her first night there, just going, and I just, that time I smiled. I said, hey, there she goes, you. Anyway, so she walks through and she's just, it's nonstop. Absolutely nonstop. So we have a fantastic time. We have.
Do you make friends? Sometimes you can make friends on vacation.
Sunday, standing across from the sports bar, the sports book, where they had the multi televisions. Mm. I could only watch the Giants on the one screen.
The Giants.
Giants Nation is not high-fiving right now. It's looking a little dicey. New York guy that I was talking to, and we're the most, I think, the most bitter and nasty fans in football.
But still,
so we just bitch. It's delightful. It's like I love it. I can
Commanders
sit there
and go, Nation is looking to emigrate to Giants Nation.
Well, I think that they're football fans in general like to bitch, and everything goes great. And as far as the bad, just we do it differently. We were surprised a lot of times by prices, and we wouldn't let that happen again. You know, you get stuff. You probably go into town and get a little break on resort prices. So you just be aware of that. It's very difficult.
Was anything cheaper than you thought it was going to be?
No.
Okay.
No. Like, let's say on pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Bahamas, you're at a high-end resort. I'm just
the highest.
I'm just guessing here.
Right.
And I'm going off, how about this, Bermuda numbers, which is also expensive, which my brother gifted to me when I graduated from business school.
Right.
I remember looking at the prices for a can of Coke,
mm-hmm.
$5. Right. Probably $8 at a hotel these days.
Carla would be, if Carla was here right now, if she wasn't paying for the trip, keep washing faces, honey. If she wasn't doing that right now, I'm working on it. I've got some
$8.
Ideas.
I know.
It's ridiculous. Something
insane. Like that, right? Where you're like, but I do want one. Fine. Everything's expensive. And then you just eat it.
Yeah.
Well, the first night we were in the hotel, as soon as we checked into the hotel, I'm over there looking at Carla and my kid, and I'm like, put those gummy bears back.
Oh, the mini bar. Stay away from the mini bar.
Those gummy bears back. So we have a great trip. It wasn't as depressing leaving because I like what I do. I had enough fun. And we're coming back.
How was your weather? Okay. Because I really did check every day to make
weather
sure.
Weather was like it is here. It was sunny, and then you'd get an occasional thunderstorm.
Okay.
Stormy, scuddy. Yeah. That's what it's like down here. But the fact that, if you don't get a major hurricane, it's a pretty cool time. The place was empty. There weren't that many people there. This is not the season that people go away.
Right.
And there just weren't that many people there. So that was cool. We get to the airport. They do customs in the Bahamas, not in Fort Lauderdale, which
Smart.
Is great because you get through that easy. And then we get on the plane. This is the God's honest truth. Walking down, I sit down. It's me, my kid, and my wife. Row 14, if you were counting.
Yes.
We're in row 14, left side
seats.
Of the plane. And a woman's making her way down. And I'm like, is that? And I lean over and I say, Carla, is that Wendy? And Carla says, she looks like hell.
Yeah.
What is the? And it was partied out Wendy, hagged out. I can't believe it. This woman is on our same schedule. They went for a long weekend as well.
Yes.
And she is in the row, two rows in front of us.
Oh, boy.
And her friend is in the row. And I watch probably close to 25 minutes of nonstop conversation between the seats as she's going, And it brought me back to the, you know, the happy memories that I had.
But at least...
What, Rob?
I said Mike. At least Mike.
I can't...
Was her energy diminished?
Her energy was not diminished in conversation.
But she still looked hagged out.
I'm cheating. I'm playing both of them at the same time.
Well, you're like the Phil Spector of painting
sound. I'm curious.
I'm layering them. Yes.
Is anybody drinking on the way out?
You mean the way home?
Yes.
Well, we weren't.
No.
No, I'm always curious to see that.
We took care of that on Saturday night. Mrs. O'Mara was not feeling all that perky.
Carrie's had an evening like that. She discovered the mojito on one of the last nights of one of our cruises.
Yeah, Dad, those can hurt you bad.
When we leave Vegas, I always look around.
Yes.
And even if you've had the best of times and you're going out there with some money in your pocket.
Yes.
Maybe I'm the wrong one to judge. Like, who's actually drinking on the way out?
I don't even think I would. No, Jimmy does. Yes, Jimmy does.
You mean when you say drinking on the way home?
Yeah, on the way home. On the plane ride home.
On the way out, I would interpret as the way to Las Vegas.
Home. I don't think
that's where the man vomited on the plane that I was on one of my trips out to Vegas from Midway Airport.
And what did he say to you?
He gave us a full warning, Rob. He got back to the plane. He went, sick. Like that.
Pony,
like
what did Jimmy do on the way home?
Well, Jimmy won $500. This is coming home from Reno. Jimmy won $500 on the little kitten slot machine.
Super terrific happy kitten slot machine in the airport.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and then he bought one of everything on the snack cart and made the most disturbing Bloody Mary I've ever seen. And he
what
got
made it disturbing,
so
Pony? What made it?
He put everything in it. Like, he garnished it with, like, sausage and like, weird
Yeah, because he had gotten, like, a mini charcuterie plate, and he was putting that in it.
That's a barkeep. That's my favorite
but
barkeep.
But I think even at my worst, and believe me, I've been pretty bad. I don't think I've ever drank on the way back from Vegas.
No, I couldn't. I was always depleted.
There's some wonderful photos of us coming back from Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Leaving any town in an RV, we're sleeping together.
That's true.
No, the drink, if you wanted to know the drink of choice, because they were free. If you were sitting at a slot machine, mimosas. Little orange juice, little Prosecco. That was kind of what we were going with.
The finest Prosecco?
I don't know.
It's classy. Like it's still Hangover City.
Yeah.
It's Hangover City.
A lot of sugar.
Yeah. It was Hangover City, which is... I did something on my breathing machine in the middle of the night on Saturday night. So I woke up with like the worst sore throat because I was going...
Is there a possibility of another sibling? In 9 months? Did you do any clapping push-ups?
No.
No.
Really?
Honest answer.
Well, it was her birthday, after all.
Yeah. Yeah. It was her birthday. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
Not Mike's birthday.
Thanks for asking, though. Yeah. 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 The virility thing is, people are like, oh, you went to that place and you didn't do it. You look at Carla. Oh, man, he's going to fly to coop. Yeah, yeah. F you and your families, too. We have to take a break, and we'll come back with
Wendy
the homepage.
Wendy might be pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure she is.
Sleek design, high performance, and plenty of heart-racing comedy power. It's an all-new bonus show loaded with these features.
Is that the 7-seater?
This is where I buy all my S-classes.
My S-classes, the most expensive Mercedes in town.
Dieter wants a 7-seater.
Robin Oscar sounds like someone whose name is Robin Oscar.
I would like it to say, here's Rob without Oscar.
I'm acting as a roadblock of justice.
You can take those carrots and stick them.
Everything's about you. Here's Rob.
If you haven't heard the TMOS bonus show test drive an episode today, or step up to a monthly or yearly subscription, feel the excitement and visit MikeOMaraShow.com.
And now we sell the cars.
That's pretty funny. I like that. Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow on the program, we'll be joined by that wonderful actor, David Koechner, stand-up comedian, funny man, David Koechner from Anchorman and The Office and a gazillion television shows and movies. He will be on the show tomorrow, and we look forward to chatting
just
with him then.
Just picked up my tickets, Arlington Cinema Draft House.
You may get a surprise. Fantastico. You may see us there,
This portion of the program brought to you by Sleep Number. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because leaf piles, scenic drives, farmers markets, and hay rides are even better with a great night's sleep. Remember, sleepers who use their 360 smart bed technology enjoy 28 minutes of more restful sleep per night. That's up to 170 hours per year, which is nice. As the weather cools down, it's a time of transition, and quality sleep can help everyone in the family adjust to their new autumn routine. So, gradually adjust your new bedtime by 10 to 15 minutes a night. Prioritize your new schedule. Get your bedroom to between 65 and 68 degrees. Good luck with me with that. Minimize
dry
all
ice,
lights.
Mike. Get dry eyes.
By the way, pitch black is best, and reward yourself with quality sleep, the ultimate in self-care. And if you really want the highest quality sleep, be like me. Get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. My Sleep Number setting is now a 75. I've upped it
Look
because
at you
can firm it up. Well, I have a bad back, and I firm it up, and it helps me sleep better. Carla remains at a 65. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS, everybody.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
Hey, let's start The Homepage with a little celebrity dirt. You want to try that?
Please.
I like
you like that? Channeling Norm MacDonald. Yeah, you want some dirt? How about a little dirt?
Norm.
An Instagram model named Sumner Stroh posted a TikTok yesterday where she claimed she had a year-long affair with Adam Levine. Then, a few months after they broke it off, he hit her up and said this. Okay, serious. This is a quote. Okay, serious question. I'm having another baby, and if it's a boy, I really want to name it Sumner. You okay with that? Dead serious. That's kind of weird. That's kind of
way weird. Way weird.
Mike, I've taken a deep dive as I am the fan of The Voice, and Adam was a coach on there.
Yes.
Look, this guy is. The fact that we're just finding out that he stepped out on his Victoria's Secret wife.
Bahati Prinsloo.
The front man of Maroon 5.
Yes.
A television star.
Yes.
Yeah.
Abs for days.
A tattooed rocker.
Do you think this man, like what is it? Chris Rock always says, you're only as, faithful as your options.
Right.
Right?
And he's been married since 2014,
If this is the one filly that he strayed with, it's one too many.
Yes.
But let me tell you, I thought there was more. And you know why she came out and talked about it?
Why?
Because, you know, loose lips sink ships.
Oh, because they were one of her buddies was going to sell the story.
Loose lips sink ships, and she literally told one of her friends and
told
found
one of her
out,
friends yeah. and her friend was trying to sell the story to a tabloid.
Yeah.
Now, is he not naming the baby after her, but naming it after Sumner Redstone, right?
No, Viacom.
I thought that too. That's the only Sumner I was aware of. Yeah. Bahati Prinsloo is the wife that had been married since 2014. It was just revealed earlier this month that they are expecting their third child. Sumner claims she did not come forward for publicity, but because a friend that she thought she could trust was trying to sell the story to the tabloid press. That nasty tabloid press.
And imagine the conversation being had. Because it's one thing, like, it's just, I think where he overstepped was, can I name my child after you?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Stupid.
And it's not
dumb.
Even a good name.
No, it's just weird. And it's probably him wanting to reconnect in some weird,
shady
way.
Olive branch.
Just weird. Creepy. Creepy. Totally
shady
creepy.
Shady olive branch. Good
those,
DJ name.
Those abs. Yeah.
I am not a person who has followed closely the career of Kristen Chenoweth, but this viral video from Celebrity Family Feud that I've watched it 15 times because it's so damn funny.
We had it on the SoundTown when it first happened.
Yeah, it's... She gave an embarrassing answer that went viral. In case you missed it, Steve Harvey asked her to name a woman's favorite part of a man to kiss after the lips. And she said, it still makes me laugh, rhymes with heinous. Well, there's only one thing.
Certainly family friendly.
It's so funny. During yesterday's Jennifer Hudson show, I didn't know Jennifer Hudson had a
Everybody gets a show.
Kristen said, quote, why couldn't I have said cheek? Arm, forehead. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. that I said that. I will never do that again or be on Family Feud again. They've showed it four times. I was at the mall the other day, and a lady came up to me and said, "You said rhymes with anus."
Being known for being funny, I mean, that's the greatest compliment.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, God, it's silly. Yeah. It's just funny. Yeah, but it's funny.
Embarrassing.
It's funny combined with the fact that you think she's... Anyway,
I'm sure
she really does. She's really into that.
She knows a lot of words that rhyme.
Tim McGraw lost his balance and fell off the stage at his show in Tempe, Arizona on Saturday. He was okay and decided to turn the whole thing into a meet and greet with the crowd. It was an outdoor show, and he landed in an open area on the grass between a barricade and the stage. So he walked along behind the barricade, stopping several times to shake hands, give high fives, and greet people. He's one of those fit guys, so he's probably pretty resilient. You know, he's like a ball player. Oh. He's got the genes of a professional athlete, so he got right back up. Everyone behaved, although a few female fans hugged his torso and accidentally kissed him on the rhymes with heinous.
Oh, that's
no,
good.
I'm just joking.
Oh, no. I sent him a letter and said, "I hope you feel better. Can I name my next child Tim?"
Sumner. Sumner McGraw.
Sumner McGraw. Sumner Carmazan McGraw.
Touched his biceps. Carmazan. The only ones not happy were the security guards. Who cares? That's their job. Take care of them, all right?
Be secure.
Speaking of rockers, or musicians, rather, Gene Simmons didn't get into the rock and roll for the companionship. The Kiss rocker is now 73. He has had a successful career as a collaborative member of the band, but opened up about his preference for solitude. In the October-November issue of I don't take this magazine, Goldmine magazine.
Oh, I take Goldmine.
Even today, as I sit here, this is Gene. I'll give him the quote. I'm sorry, I always have to prepare for
Yes, please do. Gene. Stop the music. The this microphone. Is important.
Even today, as I sit here, other than Paul, Stanley, that is, we only get together when we do stuff for the band. How do I say this without sounding inhuman? I don't have friends.
That's what Gene Simmons said to
the
magazine. He continued. There's a little more
here. Stop the music.
Yeah, if friends means gee, I don't know what I'm going to do this afternoon. Hey, you want to come over and hang out? I'm more interested in what I want to do. And I don't want to pretend that I'm interested in what you want to do, because I'm not.
He's such a... Wow. I'm so proud I've gotten to interview that guy, because he's fun. Well, I'd love to get him on the show again. He's just a blast.
I will say
really
Kiss
is
one of the best concerts I ever went to. I'm not a big Kiss fan.
I've heard,
but it's a great concert. But really, I have no desire to spend an afternoon with Gene Simmons whatsoever.
What does he have
to
lose?
I'd love to hang out with Gene Simmons.
You think?
What does he have to lose by telling you he doesn't care?
That's true.
That's like the ballsiest thing ever, because you want someone to be gracious, be thoughtful, care about their fans. The guy says, "I don't need anybody because I got me."
Meanwhile, Peter Criss is very needy.
I would like friends.
You want to be friends with him?
I want friends.
I'm in between. I spend a lot of time by myself.
I wish people and you still live close to me, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm social.
Sorry, I moved out.
My favorite activity that I can't play now is golf, and that's people. But, you know, there are lots of prickly people like me that play the game, you know?
Oscar just suggested Pinochle for you.
They play cards, too.
You need a special deck for that. Some
canasta. I'm not going there.
Euchre?
I'm not playing cards with people.
Mahjong? No,
come on, let's you and me, Mike, and we play two-man bridge.
I think we had this story on the news before. If you're going to leave someone a massive tip, please commit to the idea before you do it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a great story this summer, I know I had it, about a waitress in Scranton, Pennsylvania who got a $3,000 tip on a $13 bill. Things got complicated. The guy who left her the money took it back.
What?
Dick move. The waitress's name is Mariana Lambert. And it happened in June. She was blown away and said she'd use the money to pay some bills and take her family on a vacation. But shortly after that, the guy who left it, a man named Eric Smith, disputed the charge with the bank.
Wow.
What is that? It's so nasty to do that, you know?
That is horrific. But I have an experience as a child that has traumatized me to this day, and I'm not sure if I've ever shared it with you guys. We were one of the only vacations my father ever took us on was to Puerto Rico. and we're there at a casino, much like I'm sure you did with Michael.
Right.
Beautiful establishment. My dad tips, and the waiter comes back, and he's just like super over the top. He was sweet anyways. I just remember feeling like my dad is like, you know, you have the energy of like when your dad is like, he's the boss.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
And
he's treating your dad with a tremendous amount of respect.
Yeah, I didn't get a lot of that because my dad was gone most of the time. So just to see him in that light, I was like, look at this. Like, look, this is the head of the head of our family, right?
That's my dad.
That's
right
my dad.
There.
Papa.
And then my dad takes his reading glasses out once the guy comes back, and he's very happy. And he looks and he looks at Jolie. And then he looks at the kids and he says, Jolie, I made a mistake in Spanish. And she said, okay. And Yoli takes out her reading glasses, puts them on. My dad meant to give, at that point, which is a lot of money, a $100 tip, which was like something that was very sweet for my dad, and
huge.
He'd never really done that.
Yeah.
He gave a $1,000 tip by accident.
Oh, that's a big deal.
And
I that's a big deal.
Saw my father call the waiter back. We all did, my sister, my brother, my mom. Explain to this gentleman after he brought out free desserts and all this other stuff came out.
No,
but it's not the same thing though.
It's literally taking back $900 in the span of 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's tough.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
Right?
But yeah, but the embarrassment, I'd be conflicted.
I'd have to take the money back. I wish he had done that, because to this day, I remember that moment.
So he took the money back.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you were embarrassed.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And what was the reaction on the waiter's part? You had to remember that as a kid. Was the waiter just...
Oh, it looked like somebody gave, it was a gut punch. He couldn't hide the sadness.
He went up to Oscar and he said, hey, you little squirt, give me that cake back.
Yeah, but it was free desserts. He looked sad, like super sad.
I guess he did.
The desserts will be charged like before. But anyway, they're fighting it, and
the
restaurant gave the lady the money.
Yeah. No, the restaurant made it whole.
Yeah, and let me see. It says here, she did get paid. The restaurant gave her the money, and now they're out $3,000, so they're suing Eric to get it.
Good.
The place is called Alfredo's Pizza Cafe.
What is it, Italian?
You like pasta? Anyway.
Do you know where a lot of that goes on, but nobody sues?
Where?
Strip clubs.
Yeah. They'll bake you with strip clubs. You'll make that mistake. You make those $1,000 mistakes there.
Isn't that why you usually bring cash to a strip club?
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
They'll get that out of your pocket, too. They say they were communicating with him through Facebook for a while. The guy that left the tip,
buddy,
and then took it back. But he won't respond. He challenged them to sue if they want their money. So that's what they're doing. So he's a dick on it.
Yeah.
This guy, double the money.
Yeah.
Double
absolutely.
The money.
Yeah. Now a little something something. A 51-year-old guy in Missouri. His name is Jeremy Garnier. He was arrested a while back after he dressed up as the Joker from Batman and live-streamed threats to bomb and kill people. Nice guy.
Can't do that.
He claims it was just a prank. He said, I was talking like the Joker. I was in character. Everybody knew that it was a joke and that I had no intentions of following through with a threat, but the cops took it seriously. Jeremy was initially charged with a felony, but it was reduced to a misdemeanor of making a terrorist threat. He was just sentenced to 60 days in jail. For what it's worth, this isn't Jeremy's first brush with the law. He previously served more than 20 years.
What?
In prison for robbing a credit union in the 1980s.
Wow. Not even a bank.
Right.
Doesn't sound like he was dressed as a Batman villain that time. When asked about the charges, Jeremy said, ha, ha, ha. Sorry, that's my Joker impression. That's my
worth
new
it. Worth it.
That's Joaquin Phoenix. So creepy. Anyway, we got to take a
break. That was a fun movie, wasn't it?
We have to take a break. I've watched a couple of times. We'll be right back.
TMOS traverses the internet and boldly goes into new territory.
Podcasting as we know it will be changed forever as TMOS brings you the future now.
It's the TMOS TikTok Takeover.
gets the unrivaled comedy on the go, live as it happens.
Laughs tailor-made for your busy lifestyle.
It's the TMOS TikTok Takeover. Technology.
Synergy.
And all the your pants hilarity that you've come to expect from TMOS.
It's TMOS streaming live on TikTok.
Watch it. It's about damn time.
Watch it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, if you've ever shopped for electric bikes, you probably needed to sit down when you saw the price tag. But electric e-bikes cost way less than other e-bikes without skimping on quality or features. Price isn't the only reason electric e-bikes are for everyone. They fold in half for easy storage, and they come fully assembled with free shipping. Plus, you can customize your e-bike with seat padding, size, and suspension options to maximize comfort. Not to mention that it's way more eco-friendly than a car. Explore the great outdoors or the city while keeping the air clean. There are 200,000 dedicated electric e-bike riders on the road so far. That's pretty awesome. 200,001 if you count Oscar Santana.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's the latest with it? Do you have it in you? Is it back in your possession? Are
Mike,
you?
Yes. Don't go jelly belly on me. But I have my bike.
Shannon got one.
I'm getting a second bike.
For Shan?
I'll let her use it, but it will be mine as well.
Be under your name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, two. Wow. Yeah. A two electric e-bike family.
This is why
family.
I want to sell the Volvo. Mm-hmm. We don't need other transportation.
Hop on and ride with electric e-bikes. During their fall sale, go to electricebikes.com and save up to $150 on a 2.0 e-bike purchase. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com if you don't know how to spell electric.
Electric.
It's just it's like, you know, electric
hit the
without the first E.
That's the best way to do it.
We would appreciate that. Okay, so there's a lot I want to cover. We are short on time as usual, but I do want to get Rob and Oscar's Tech Corner because we can do two segments of it, although the first one's going to have to go fast. It's tech stuff. We'll start with Rob. Rob, okay. do you want to start with him?
Can I just go first if you don't mind? Just
if you want to.
Mine's brief.
Others.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's rude.
I don't think I've talked enough.
It's goddamn rude.
The latest iPhone.
Yes.
You don't have to get it.
The 14.
Wait till the next generation. The 14 is nice, but if you've got a 13, a 12, don't do it.
Are there any notable upgrades in the 14?
It's the same BS as before, but the true revolution comes at 15. Hold off.
What do you think is going to be the revolution in 15?
It's how fast the phone is going to be, but also the camera where it is today, when we will be in 2 years, a year and a half, is just going to be in a different space.
Yeah, there's a new colonoscopy app, Mike.
And because all of these phones have the LiDAR detector, the LiDAR sensor, that essentially can map a room.
Yeah.
There's so many things you can do. All you have to do is update your phone. And if you have a battery issue, I'm going to find this out today. I'm taking my 13.
Yes.
And hopefully just paying $75 to get a new battery.
Battery.
I've got a new phone.
How do I find out what kind of phone I have?
You go into your phone.
You
go into your phone, go to the gearbox in your phone.
Okay, let's all
gearbox.
Do it.
Yeah. Hold on. All right. All right. And then go up to the top and just click on it.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
I have a 2.
I think you
How's
might
the
have
battery on it?
I think you might have a 13 plus.
No, I have a 12 Pro Max.
Pro Max.
I have a 13 Pro.
That's who has the 13 Pro. Yeah.
So I will skip the 14. But isn't the 14 cool?
I don't know if
15's a better number.
The evolution, like all the nerds online that I subscribe to, and I say that with respect, because those nerds are very successful. They're all saying skip it.
Don't get it.
Because it just
14.
Doesn't have enough features to warrant the price.
Warrant upgrade, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll do
but
that.
There is
and
a
buy,
new, there
if
is
you
a
buy one in the Bahamas, forget it. You might as well just sell your car.
Forget about it.
The compelling thing is the new iWatch Pro, and if you want one of those, I think it's pretty,
why is that compelling?
It's pretty impressive that
is the iWatch popular? Is the Apple Watch?
Yes. Like,
Carrie has one to track
really?
Her.
Does she like it?
To track her,
if
her
you're
steps
athletic,
and stuff.
Neither of you are. But if you're athletic,
I'd like to see walk as many steps as I do in a day.
I would like not to see that.
You don't want
how
to
many
walk?
Steps do you nor? What do you average a day? That's a good question.
Like between 8,000 and 10,000.
That's good. That's solid. Yeah. That's getting, it, getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. I gained 5 pounds in the Bahamas.
Well, that's allowed if you go to the Bahamas. But then there are days
I went
that
to a place
like
called the Sugar Factory.
What do they make there?
I was tired from walking all day.
Yes.
And so the kids' camp was on the lower level, and Carla went down to pick up Michael, and I was waiting in one of the wicker chairs. like Louis Anderson. I go right for that wicker.
Is it like a Morticia Adams chair with the big fanned background?
The big fan background. And all of a sudden, and nothing would have got me to go down those stairs. Nothing. And then Michael comes to me and goes, "Dad, Mom wants you to come down to the Sugar Factory." I was like, if I could have slid down the banister, I went like that. And man, oh man, did they have cool stuff in there? That was after Saturday evening's activities.
Oh,
about
so
10
you
o'clock,
had a, you had a sugar craving?
You had a coat
probably.
Your stomach.
Yeah,
I had just a craving in general. You know, so
was it all tropical stuff, or did they have just like
calm down? Why don't you just
did they
calm
have
down
fudge of many flavors?
Salads.
They had massive milkshakes, and Carla ate a burger after her birthday dinner, and then she was wondering why she was feeling sick in the middle of the night. I did not. I had an ice cream confection.
Just one more burger.
I had a chocolate shake about a mile wide.
And was it wonderful?
It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. The place was
real
just
milk.
Spectacular.
Yeah,
and the
real
people
shake.
Were great. They weren't that friendly there because it was the end of the night. You know,
when you had that milkshake, did all the men come to your yard?
Yes, they did. Yes, they came. Anyway, I don't have an answer for that. We got to take a break. We got to come back. More tech news. Don't buy the iPhone 14, according to Oscar Santana.
Yep. Right.
You get the straight skinny here.
Yeah.
What's your tease for your tech
stuff? The new popular search engine that you would not expect.
Really? Are the kids doing it?
Kids love it.
Kids love it. Kids eat free. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara.
Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Do you like not being hurt under bridges?
I sure do. There's nothing that excites me more than that statique.
Yeah, it's great being on AM.
We're talking about the Mike O'Mara Show a little before 5 every Monday through Friday right here on the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ. Hope you give us a listen. You'll enjoy it. And remember, corn, enjoy it a second time.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Only on the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
That's the button on the promo, Mike.
Professional. This is a busy time of year, and the last thing you need is having to run out at the last minute to some overpriced drugstore just because you ran out of razors. The solution? Harry's. They deliver right to your door, so you never need to worry. I am a Harry's guy for life. We all are. Amazing price point, blades that never seem to get dull, and the best shaving cream and body wash on the planet right now. Excuse me. You can get your Harry's starter set for just $3. Plus, you'll get a free travel size body wash. The set includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. That's a $16 value for just $3. Just visit harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction rating in the shaving industry, and they're still offering a no-risk trial. Don't like your shave? No worries. It's on them. No matter how busy things get, you can always stay fresh with Harry's. Get your Harry's starter set today, and you'll also get a free travel size body wash. Just go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. Okay, so, tech. I find that as I advance in years, I'm becoming less and less tech savvy. So, I will admit I was slightly intrigued by your tease on this, but...
This was brought to my attention first about a week and a half ago by Charlie Burney based on his kids, and then I saw this follow-up on CNN. Do you know that Generation Z...
Did you say Charlie Burney?
Charlie Burney.
Charlie Burney.
Yes.
Hold on. Everybody's talking about Charlie Burney.
Well, I thought you were about to page him.
I was like, what?
Okay. Yeah, I'll page him.
Thank you.
Paging Mr. Burney. Mr. Burney. Paging Mr. Charlie Burney.
Now... The primary search engine now for Generation Z is TikTok.
Hey, we're live on TikTok right now, aren't we?
Yes.
But here's the problem.
Is it working?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're killing it.
But here's the problem. CNN found this out and did some research, and they found that roughly 20% of the information on TikTok is wrong.
Yeah, but the underlying framework of TikTok is that these generation, like the youth, and including, look, I'd love to. I post my first TikTok of the dog.
I'm gonna go to the TikTok search.
It was a beautiful. Right. It was a beautiful TikTok. And you did it so quickly.
Is that this next gen that is going to have all the buying power soon?
Right.
Is looking for recommendations. Is also looking for tips on TikTok prior to going to Google.
I have a question about TikTok.
Yes.
Okay.
Outside of stopping it like I just did.
Yes.
Why is it still playing?
Because you didn't stop it?
That's a good answer, Oscar.
It just starts.
Good answer. Good
back
answer.
Up again.
So I don't know how to use TikTok.
Okay, well, is it time to all do
you
that
do
right
is
now?
All you do is you flip up.
We got
to
show.
No, but I mean, whenever I open TikTok, if I go to Google, I can type in a search, whatever I want.
That's
when
the
I go
thing,
to TikTok,
I
am forced to digest brief videos instantaneously.
And your FYP, yes. Hit search. It looks like a magnifying glass
FYP?
For you page.
Yes.
I know what that means.
Well, I'm answering the question for Rob. They're going there because they want because what happens in Google right now, Google is actually fighting this at a high level and they know it's coming.
Right.
Is that you can go and type in like how to do this and then some AI bot comes up or some article that doesn't count.
Do you know what I put in the search engine on TikTok?
Yes.
What? Genital warts.
Well, that's something that I have never typed in, but I'm sure you'll get a result.
I probably won't do that on a work computer.
Yes. But if you do it on TikTok, you can choose who you want to buy into with like some sort of realistic, not AI.
Yeah, but 20% not being right, that's a pretty high percentage.
I would say on Google, there's a lot that's not right. Well, people are self-diagnosing themselves with medical advice believe is correct.
But I mean, what do we look like? What do we look like? A bunch of rubes?
No.
What do we look for? I look for celebrity information more than anything else on Google.
Oh.
And it's spot on. It's
my
really
brother has
usually
a leak in
accurate.
His pool. Probably shouldn't be sharing his information. Went to TikTok. He said, I don't know if they can find a leak in a pool. I said, oh, I've seen TikToks about this. I don't own a pool, but when I was scrubbing your pool.
So hold on. You've done this and you've checked it out. So instead of Googling something with a DIY project. What's that?
I will TikTok first.
You will now TikTok first.
Yeah, I will search TikTok first.
Only if I'm looking for a hot new dance step do I go to TikTok.
See, that's your old man mentality.
I'm an old man.
Yeah, but embrace because and I'll tell you, Mike, instead of going to Google, which would give me a bunch of garbage that was antiquated, it was probably built in 2017.
Lots of ads.
I had 5 Yahoos from pool companies from California to Florida. Doing their little videos about how to find a crack in different types of pools.
I have a question.
Shoot.
All right, so this might be a Rube question, but I'm going to do it now because it's my time,
right?
And I want to know what's going on. Yeah. Well, no, but it's all of our show. But it's I want to ask you.
Doesn't
this.
That make it our
when I
time?
Go to TikTok? You're telling me there's a setting where the only inconvenience that I don't care for with TikTok is this. Automatic playing of videos just
that
constantly.
Inconvenience is how people discover new content like ours. So we are probably inconveniencing tons of people right now, but that's the ability. If you create at a high level or you get volume, you are rewarded by the TikTok algorithm.
So it finds like if you're the stuff.
Why
that
is
you
that
like
guy in the
follow?
Hospital gown still on our TikTok?
If someone.
You know the guy I'm talking about?
I do.
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
He's like taking
that's
over.
That's not our page. Click on our page and we're going to say we're live.
Why is that guy? Right, Mike, he's on his way to Nassau.
There we are.
Yeah.
There we are. Rob Warren. No, that's not live.
But no, the live icon is the one that's circled in red.
Yeah,
and
it says
click on
live.
That on the profile picture.
Okay. All right.
And you will see yourself live.
Oh, there it is, live. Oh,
yeah, we're live, baby.
And if it would help,
there we are.
I could wear a hospital gown if you like.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lovely shot that Oscar's got there.
There we go.
I love that.
See?
That's a beautiful. Let me see.
Yeah, why don't
Rob, talk. I want to see what your shot is.
Well, Pony's running it live.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hey, how's it going, TikTok Nation?
Oh, you guys have such a nice shot.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Move back to DC.
It looks really good.
Come home to where you are loved.
That's fantastic. I love it.
fun.
No, I mean, if I'm moving anywhere, I will move to the Bahamas. If I could figure out how to monetize myself a little more. I have some ideas in the coffer.
About the internet speed.
I've got some stuff in my own
cooking.
World.
I love it.
Yeah, stuff that I don't want to share.
You shouldn't.
Right now.
You shouldn't.
And, you've never been good at sharing, Mike.
I don't want to share this.
Don't tell them now.
I won't tell them now, but it was there's some interesting stuff in the pipeline for me.
We should be about you.
Yeah, it should
for me.
Yeah, where
I can't wait.
I'll talk about it as we get closer to the holidays. Anyway, it's just so I will never be.
I won't be able to tease us. Christmas.
I won't be able to change that. Frankie, shut up. Door's open. Michael, you left the door open.
He's excited because, Mike, you know what's coming up? The holidays.
The holidays.
All right. So, well, whatever. It'll never change TikTok. It just does that automatic because it goes bad. It goes badass every time I open it up. Okay. I'm playing videos and I don't know how to control it. I'll be playing
show,
like four videos.
And I know after the
do
show.
Do you find
please.
Related after videos that keep showing up?
Why don't you
up?
Want to do it during the show? It's not easy.
I just had to explain
because
how
you're embarrassed of me.
How your mouse works before the show started.
Mouse.
Do you think I want to do that now?
I embarrass you.
When you're on your FYP page, do you see like four consecutive videos that are sort of related? Like one time I clicked like on a magic trick and there's like no escaping magic tricks.
I will scroll down. First of all, I have never recently when I will scroll down to my variety of videos. They keep playing over each other.
This is
frustrating.
This is like someone
over each other.
You're
simultaneously.
You're making it seem like you're going from like a ticker tape that prints out stock prices to a digital display. It's not that complicated.
Well, I'm 63. Okay, yeah. I do pretty good. I got computers all around me. All right, I want another camera.
You can have whatever you'd like.
You know when you might get a camera. The holidays?
We got to take a break.
True story.
F you
said,
too, Rob.
Should we send Mike a new camera for TikTok? No. He'll get pissed and break it.
That's true.
I won't break it. No, I just would love to have, a little variety here. Like a camera I could play with.
A Carla Cam.
The Carla Cam.
Yes.
All right. We'll be back with Town of Sound.
Sound
Town. I love the Condo Bob promo.
I've got a wife named Kathy and a son named Rob. He's retired now. He doesn't miss that job. Says hey to the ladies that are in the mob. And everyone around knows Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
He will henceforth be Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
You'll become a legend just like Condo Bob when you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Click the banner and subscribe today.
To Condo Bob.
Condo Bob is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
He's not.
No, he's not. I am.
He's from Carteret, New Jersey. That's right.
It's closer than you think, and if you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to be ready
for the holidays.
Oh, the holidays!
If you haven't started preparing for the chaos of holiday shipping, you're already behind. Luckily, Stamps.com has everything you need to make your life a whole lot easier. It's the 24/7 post office that you can access from anywhere. You get access to USPS and UPS services right from your computer, and you can protect your margins with major discounts on USPS and UPS rates, up to 86% off. All you need is a computer and a standard printer, and you're up and running in minutes. And with Stamps.com's switch and save feature, you can easily compare carriers and rates, so you know you're getting the best deal every single time. Plus, if you're running an online store, Stamps.com works seamlessly with all the major shopping carts and marketplaces. Here's what I want you to do. Get ahead of the holiday chaos this year. Get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code TMOS for a special offer that includes a four-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code TMOS. And thank you, Sound, not Town. God damn, I'm sorry. Sometimes I mess up. Thank you, Stamps.com.
Well, you're thinking about the holidays. Yeah.
I don't want to thank TikTok. You, Soundtown. I don't want to. I want to play it, though. Yeah. Yeah. Shut up. Yeah. My God, what's wrong with me?
We call this
F2 San Diego.
Is there anyone funnier than Eli Manning? I mean, when you really get down to a naturally great sense of humor.
Are you talking about the fake video he did?
Penn State trial?
It's so dumb. It's so dumb, but
I watched it like three times.
I did too.
I wanted to hate it. Because I think the going remark was he was a mouth breather, right? We knew something was up.
Well, he's certainly
he's
not
quarterback.
Peyton.
He's a Giant. He won the Giants Super Bowls. Two Super Bowls for the Giants.
Defense won those Super Bowls. I wanted to hate it, but seeing him dress up like Uncle Rico.
Chad Powers.
From Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes.
Pretty good shape for a guy who's in his 40s.
Blew my mind.
Yeah. So here's the deal. There's a show. It's called Eli's Places, and it's on ESPN Plus, and it starts with a legitimate interview with what is the walk-in policy if you want to play.
Walk-on.
Walk-on policy if you want to play for Penn State.
Walk-in. He turned it into a hair salon.
We accept walk-ins.
That mistake was funny.
Now, what, you like that one? Yeah. That was a good one. I'm not big on sports, you see.
Do you take walk-ons? I need a little trim on the side. Do you take walk-ons?
Well, I was thinking, Mike, of Christopher Walk-On. He's a good actor. They gave him the policy, and then he goes and they cake makeup and a wig on him, and he becomes Chad Powers.
The hair, I will say this about the hair. Hair was very bad looking, but the hair, like when he was running, it didn't miss a beat. You know, it was
it looked real. It did look real. Anyway, so this is first him talking about the policy and then him trying out for the team, and the coach is saying, he's not bad. You know, Super Bowl victory quarterback.
How do you find your walk-ons here at Penn State?
We have a tryout process, which we do twice a year, once in the fall, which happens to be today, and once in the spring.
I think I need a tryout.
What's up, pal? Chad Powers. Chad Powers. You ain't seen nothing like him. Not just good looking. I can throw it, baby. Come on, Chad.
That's him.
Sign the Chad Powers guy. Is he good? I think I see something in him.
Pretty clever when a coach thinks he sees something in a guy that won two Super Bowls.
Well, no, but I mean, you don't know. If a guy doesn't have a track record, you don't know. You just see the guy.
Like Uncle Rico.
He does. They did a good job that way.
He swears he's got 1 year of eligibility left.
It's too funny.
He swears. Okay.
This is great.
That's all from it. For TikTok, this was trending over the weekend. A man was looking for a date. And he got some love because he came off as a little pitiful. I can't understand why a full-grown man would want to go to an amusement park.
I'm currently looking for a plus one to accompany my 15-year-old daughter, her friend, and myself to Kings Island. I am a single, divorced, 44-year-old from Ohio. Yeah. I'm looking for a single woman, preferably at least 34 years old, that enjoys roller coasters. Don't let the gray hairs and the beard fool you. I do also have the dad bod to go with it. This also comes with a Fastlane Plus pass, so we can skip the roller coaster lines all day long.
He looks exactly the way you'd think he'd look.
Like you?
Yes. You nailed it. It's so true.
Did he get feedback? Did he get responses? Yeah,
there's been responses. There's been no follow-up as to whether or not he got the date yet. I've got my finger on the pulse of this.
What
one,
if so there are no teenage daughters and like there's just
a big catfish,
like, white van?
All I know is that fast pass is good stuff. You get right to the front of the lane.
You know, like he meets the person. It's like, you don't know what pain is.
That's right. Or there might be a little grabby grab on the roller coaster.
Oh God, I'm just glad I'm not out there. Thank God she still tolerates
me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever fed your kid something you knew the kid wouldn't like because you wanted to see the face?
I think so, but I can't.
Like something
sour? I can't bring it
exactly
up right now.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Now I know this is that the girl.
My uncle did that with Budweiser. I was 8.
Yeah. Here, try this, Oscar.
Yeah, my uncle did it with Budweiser, and now I sued him 2 months ago.
But you're doing so much better.
I am.
Yes.
I know that the lady who played Blair Warner on The Facts of Life got some heat on the internet some years ago
for hot saucing.
With hot saucing her kids.
Yeah, that's a different.
That's how she.
That's not giving your kids something that's, you know.
But I do like palatable. This toddler that was wanting to taste some wild blackberries, and it wasn't exactly what the toddler expected.
It's sour. Maybe the other ones are not sour. You get those ones.
Can I pick those ones?
That's so sour.
I know.
I had a blackberry over the weekend in some breakfast food.
Blackberry is one of my favorite berries.
I don't like it at all. It's too sour.
No, you gotta get good ones. Hellcats is the variety you want.
Hellcats.
I had Bahamian blackberry.
No, here's a true story in 20 seconds or less, is that around the turn of the century, 1900 into 1901, my great-grandmother, Big Daddy's mom, ordered 4 blackberry bushes and planted them so they could sell blackberries at their store. And so many birds ate the blackberries and pooped the seeds all around McLean. Every time you see a blackberry bush growing wild in McLean, it comes from those 4 bushes that my grandmother, my great-grandmother planted.
An invasive species.
It's not native to the area, but anytime there's like a bramble or like an undeveloped area, you'll see blackberries, and it's because she planted them.
That's why she was always known as Beulah the Blackberry Queen.
Beulah Stalker.
And what was her first name? What was do you remember her first name?
Her name was
Constance.
It was Inez. Inez.
It wasn't Ava.
It wasn't.
Ava Braun Spiewak.
That's right. What he said, maybe we shall crossbreed the blackberries. Bring out the birds. Release the birds.
As soon as the birds poop, there will be blackberry bushes all over Virginia.
Blackberries primarily in jam, right? Blackberry jam?
In pie, cobbler. They're great great in cottage cheese every morning. I know that.
I grind them up and use them for makeup during Halloween.
Your lips have never been plumper.
There you go. It gets confusing now when my lips turn blue naturally.
I can't beat that. That's all I have.
Okay, you caught me by surprise there. Oh, my God. Let me just make one brief announcement.
Please,
here
of course. Yeah,
please,
okay.
Please.
Carla, is it our plane? Has our plane been called yet?
Lauderdale Airport. Anyway, okay. Yeah. Good timing to shut the song off, right? I just, I literally stopped okay. I'm not going to explain
it. It's fine. Yeah. It's
God
fine.
Almighty. Tomorrow's a new day.
What you need is
first day back.
You need a blackberry.
Tomorrow, David Koechner will join us. He of the fantastic character in the Ron Burgundy Anchorman saga. I mean, I love the guy. Yeah. He's my favorite part
on
of that
tour
movie.
With Rob Mayer.
Yeah,
and he's on tour with a little-known comedian known as Rob Mayer, who's really, really making a name for himself.
He plays Champ Kind in Anchorman.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He'll be joining us tomorrow. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Blackberry.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I just swallowed a beet.
An actual emergency has been invoked, but the weather in Pakistan, extreme weather, is alarming.